Mummy Monday at the museum?
Josh said. He peered over Dink's shoulder at the Sunday newspaper.
So what's the next day? Tummy Tuesday?
It was summer vacation, and Dink, Josh, and Ruth Rose were lying on the lawn behind Dink's house. Josh's dog, Pal, was snoozing under a tree. Ruth Rose took the paper and read the article quickly.
No, Josh, the next day is about dinosaurs, she said. It's called Tyrannosaurus Tuesday. The museum is having programs for kids all week, Dink explained. So what happens on Wednesday?
Josh asked.
Kids go to the Connecticut River and study plant and animal life, Ruth Rose said. It's called Wet Wednesday.
Dink took the newspaper back from Ruth Rose.
And the next day, you get to make a horror movie. That's Thrilling Thursday. The last day is Frog Friday. Each kid gets to study a frog. So let's sign up,
Josh said.
How much does it cost?
Dink scanned the page.
$1 for each program, he said.
He looked at Josh and Ruth Rose.
That's $5 for all 5 days. I don't have $5, Ruth Rose said.
Me neither, said Josh.
But I know how we can earn it.
How?
Dink asked.
My dad's been trying to get the barn cleaned out, he said. I bet he'd give us the money if we did it for him.
Great idea, Dink said.
The kids ran to Josh's house and spent the rest of Sunday working. Brian and Bradley, Josh's two little brothers, helped by playing with Pal. Josh's dad gave each of the kids $7 for their hard work. After lunch the next day, Dink, Josh, and Ruth Rose got on a bus to Hartford. 15 minutes later, the bus dropped them off on Main Street in front of the Wadsworth Museum. Across the street was a bank. A digital sign over the bank's entrance said Monday, July 10, 82 degrees. Then the sign flashed the time. It was nearly 2 o'clock.
Come on, guys, Dink said. We only have a few minutes to sign up.
They ran up the museum's front steps and through the wide doors. Inside, the museum was air-conditioned and quiet. The floor was made of marble. Tapestries and large paintings covered the white walls.
Welcome to Mummy Monday, said a woman standing behind a counter.
Across the lobby, a bunch of other kids and a few grown-ups were already waiting. Ruth Rose took a map from a rack just inside the door. Then the kids walked over to join the group. They each gave the woman behind the counter $1.
I wonder where they keep the mummies, Josh whispered.
At exactly 2 o'clock, a door behind the counter opened and a tall man walked out. He was wearing a tan jacket and shorts, knee socks, laced boots, and a white helmet.
I'm Dr. Harris Tweed, the man said. Today, I will take you on a journey to ancient Egypt.
Dr. Tweed's face, hands, and knees were deeply tanned. Dink wondered how much time he had spent in the Egyptian desert.
Who's ready to follow me into a tomb?
Dr. Tweed asked. He smiled, showing big white teeth that made his tanned face even darker.
We're going in a tomb?
Josh muttered.
I think I want my dollar back.
Shh,
Dink whispered. Dr. Tweed's eyes narrowed.
If you're afraid of mummies, now's the time to speak up.
Ugh,
a girl with red hair said.
Won't the mummies smell?
Today, you will learn precisely why mummies don't smell, said Dr. Tweed. Now please, follow me to the tomb.
They walked to an arch at the rear of the lobby. Through the arch was a room with rows of benches facing a blank stone wall. The wall was built of large, flat rocks fitted closely together. Dink wondered how the museum people got those huge rocks inside.
The tomb and the mummies are on the other side of this wall, Dr. Tweed said. Before we go inside, I want to tell you a little about how these people died and how they became mummies.
He pointed to the benches.
Please be seated.
Let's sit in front, Dink said,
heading for a bench.
When everyone was seated, Dr. Tweed began speaking in a deep voice.
Close your eyes and imagine you are standing on the bank of the River Nile 4,000 years ago. Feel the sun on your back. See the river as it flows by. Hear the oxen bellow as they labor in the fields.
A hush fell over the group.
Suddenly, an earthquake shakes the ground, Dr. Tweed shouted.
Dink's eyes popped open as goosebumps crept up his arms. All the kids opened their eyes and stared at Dr. Tweed.
Later, he continued, the survivors prepare the dead for burial. Three of the people who died in that earthquake are with us today.
Dr. Tweed walked over to the wall and pressed his hand against one of the stones. Immediately, the wall slid open. Through the opening, Dink could see a dim room. The stone floor was partly covered with sand and gravel.
What you see is the burial tomb,
Dr. Tweed said quietly.
Come in, please, but speak only in whispers and touch nothing.
This is so great,
Ruth Rose whispered as they entered the tomb. The tomb was cold, and Dink shivered. Old pots and farming tools were scattered around the floor. Strange-looking symbols were painted on the walls. Off to one side were three stone coffins.